Rav Meir Twersky's Shlita elaborated on this idea of the connection of Yira and Simcha and the interplay between them. And it relates here to Se'if Beis, to Rabbeinu Yonah's approach to what the Shulchan Aruch says in Se'if Beis. So first he discussed what Simcha is. Rashi says Simcha is when you accept what Hashem does l'kabulunu b'simcha b'lev avshalim, wholeheartedly. So Rashi gives us a profound definition of Simcha. Simcha is a deep-seated, profound sense of serenity and menuchas hanefesh that comes from knowing that things are as they should be, that what is should be, what is ought to be. In other words, the external factors around me, Hashem's in control, and Hashem is perfect, whatever He does is perfect. That leads you to full-fledged menuchas hanefesh. It's not the word happy or joyous, but it's lev avshalem. So even if the context there is that somebody or an immediate relative died, there's pain and there's anguish. But if you know that things are as they should be, a person can be b'lev avshalem. That's the simcha that relates to the external factors of one's life. That sense of menuchas hanefesh. Oh. But yira is something else. Yira relates not to the external factors, but to the internal factors that a person feels inside that things are as they should be. And that's up to us. A person has b'chira chofshis. If a person knows that he's living the way he's supposed to be living, that can bring him simcha. To go to sleep at night, Rav Twersky says, with a smile on my face, with a sense of serenity, I need to know that the way I lived this day of my life was good and proper and real and genuine. That's what simcha is. It's not a superficial, carefree, indulgent life. Simcha is a serenity, the menuchas hanefesh, of knowing that things are as they should be, and that I'm living as I should be. I'm doing what I should be doing. That's a very deep definition of simcha. Oh, and if that's the definition, then the yira in front of Hashem, mamish, leads to more and more simcha. He gives an example. He gives a mashal. You buy an electric appliance, and it's fun to use it. You want to use it. You enjoy using it. But it comes with instructions. And if you don't use it right, Rachmana Litzlan, bad things can happen. You take driver's ed, and they show you a film of what happens if you drink and drive. The goal of the film was to scare you, not to drink and drive. So what's the role of the fear in those scenarios? The fear of plugging it in wrong and having an electric shock, or the fear of drinking and driving. That fear is very healthy. It means to be in touch with reality. It enables us to relate and act appropriately. The fear helps us have the framework in which to live our lives and do what we're supposed to be doing, and that's the greatest simcha. A person has simcha that things are as they ought to be, and what he's doing is what he's supposed to be doing. He's serving Hashem even more. That generates even more simcha. Oh, Rav Twersky says, in light of the understanding of simcha, of feeling close to Hashem and serving Hashem b'lev avshalem, wholeheartedly, the function of yira is to have a realistic relationship with Hashem. Not only do yira and simcha coexist, the truth is the yira provides the foundation for genuine simcha. If a person doesn't have yira shamayim, there is no way a person goes to sleep at night with the profound menuchas hanefesh of I'm living my life how it should be lived. There is no way that the genuineness, the authenticity, the goodness, and the truthfulness will be there. If a person doesn't have yira shamayim, there is no basis or foundation for simcha. If a person has no yira shamayim, how can he have any closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So simcha is that feeling of lev avshalem. I feel close to Hashem. I trust in Hashem. Whatever is happening is what's supposed to be happening. And to have that closeness, I need to feel inside that I have this Yiras Shamayim, that I'm living the way I'm supposed to be living too. That's the full sense of simcha. If I know I'm not living the right way, and I know I can't become close to Hashem without living the right way, then things aren't really the way they're supposed to be. And you don't have the full belief of Shalem. Well, and it turns out that the Yira and the Simcha go together. If you have Yira, then you'll be able to do things in this world and enjoy them more, knowing you're doing them the right way. That brings you more Simcha. More Simcha is closer to Hashem, then you have more Yira, because you're closer to Hashem. You feel more awe and fear of Hashem. And that leads to more Simcha, and it's a never-ending upward cycle. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Afal pi she'etzel basar v'dam, ha'yira v'asimcha hem l'davar v'hofcho. Fear and Simcha don't go together by regular people, by people. She'b'shah she'adam efached mizulasu omid v'nirsa v'doeg. When a person's in fear of someone, he's nervous. He's nervous and he's trembling. He's worried. Avok Rosh Baruch Hu eino kein. Adiraba. Kishadam yisponen v'gdulasu. A person thinks about Hashem's greatness. V'yare mipanav. And he's in fear of Hashem. Then yismach v'yagil be'osa simcha. You can have, be'osa yira. You can be joyful and besimcha within that yira. Bipnei she'be'emsa usa mis'orer l'kai mitzvos. That yira brings you to do more mitzvos. V'sas v'ne'elas be'kiyuma. Ki'odea, she'odea ki'scharo ito p'loso l'fano. You're going to get a lot of schar. So the yira pushes you to do more mitzvos. And there's schar for the yira too. So the yira brings you to more simcha. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. They go together. Tavdu es Hashem b'yira, uva osa yira, tismuhu v'sagilu. So you're happy with the yira. A, the yira brings you to do more mitzvos, and that gives you a simcha. B, the yira itself is a mitzvah itself. So Rav Twersky explained that simcha means that things are the way they're supposed to be. He proved that from the Rashi by the bracha of when a person says Dayan Emes Belev Avsham wholeheartedly. That's besimcha, that a person knows things are the way they're supposed to be. If that's a definition of simcha, then in your own life, when you have more yira, it leads you to live in a way that things are the way they're supposed to be. And without that, you can't have real simcha. So this might be the pshat. You're supposed to daven in front of Hashem, be'ema, v'yira, and besimcha. They blend together. You're in fear of Hashem, and you're besimcha that you have this yira. It's a mitzvah itself. It's going to bring you to more mitzvos. Which you're going to get a lot of schar for. So you get up to daven, and you have fear of Hashem. Hashem is all powerful, and we're nothing compared to Hashem. And at the same time, you have simcha. You're simcha getting up to daven. What an opportunity! Davening is what you're supposed to be doing. So you want to be besimcha when you get up to daven. And the simcha and the yira go together. The yira is the foundation for the simcha, because the simcha is knowing that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Well, that's another angle on the two ideas mentioned in Se'if Beis, the simcha and the yira.